Welcome to day 25. We are up to Perek Ches, Mishnah Hey. Again, continuing on the theme of this Perek, which is disagreements between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding meals. So the case of this Mishnah is, imagine you're eating Shalosh Shittos, you're eating Sudash Lishi, and it goes through the end of Shabbos, right, as we just did on the Shabbaton, as is often the case. We continue eating Shalosh Shittos even past when it's dark. And then someone wants to bench on the meal, right, because you just ate. So you want to bench on the meal, and we also know that it's always best to bench on a kos, on a kos shel bracha, on wine. So, meaning you, the person who's making the zimun holds the grape juice while he says Rav Sanav Arech, holds it throughout benching, and then says the bracha of Berei Peregafen at the end. So imagine a person wants to do that, but he realizes that there's only enough grape juice for one cup, and the person will also need to make Havdalah in a moment, and Havdalah also needs to say, be set on a cup. So what do? You have enough for only one cup, and yet you want to bench on grape juice, and you also want to make Havdalah on grape juice. So what do? Beis Shammai Omrim, Ner, Umazon, Uvisamim Havdalah. So first you do the bracha of Ner, Borei Morei Ha'esh, because as soon as you light the candle, you get benefit from it right away, and therefore you should say the bracha right away. Then, Mazon, because you already began the Chiyav, right? The Chiyav of benching, the obligation of benching already set in as soon as you finished eating. So that should come next. Uvisamim, then you should smell the Vesamim and say Borei Vesamim. And finally, Havdalah. Havdalah is definitely last. Why? The Bar Tanur explains that where a person should always push off or delay the end of Shabbos, because we don't want to make it seem as if we're rushing, like, oh, okay, Shabbos is over this moment, we're grabbing our cell phones, we're doing it, right? No, we can sit with Hashem for a little bit longer. So we do Havdalah last, as if to say, we can wait, we can stay with this Kedusha. So again, first, Berei Morei Ha'esh, because you get benefit right away, then benching, because that Chiyav set in when you finished eating, then Besamim, really by default, and then Havdalah is always last. Uveis Hillel Omrim, says Beis Hillel, Ner uvesamim umazon v'avdala. Beis Hillel agrees that you start with Ner. Again, you get the benefit right away. And they agree that you always end with Havdalah, because we want to delay the end of Shabbos. They're only arguing at the order of the middle two things. Beis Hillel says, Besamim comes before benching. Why? Because Besamim is usually what's linked together with Ner at a regular Havdalah. Forget this whole situation. In normal Havdalah, you always have Borei Morei Besamim and Borei Morei Ha'esh right next to each other. So since in this case, everyone agrees that you start with Ner, Beis Hillel says you should couple it together with Borei Morei Besamim, because that's usually what's said together on Saturday night. Then you bench, and then you say Havdalah. Whereas again, Beis Shammai says, no, you first would bench, you do Ner, then benching, and then Besamim. Okay, Beis Shammai Omrim, Shebara Me'or Ha'esh. Beis Shammai says, you should say the word, Bara Me'or Ha'esh, that God created the light of the fire. Beis Hillel Omrim, Borei Me'or Ha'esh, that's what we're more familiar with, that God created the light of the fire. Or, I'm sorry, Borei means creates light of the fire. So what's the machlokas here? Beis Shammai is saying what's more true historically, right? What's more accurate historically, that Hashem at one point created the concept of fire. So we bless God who created fire. That's what he says. Beis Hillel says, yes, that might be more accurate technically, but whenever we make a bracha, we always try to pattern it after the language of a pasuk, and the pasukim constantly say borei, yotzer or uvorei choshech, right? So therefore we say borei ma'orei ha'esh. Mishnah Vav. Ein mevarchen lo al ner, v'lo al besamim shel goyim. We do not make Havdalah on a candle or on besamim that belongs to a non-Jew. Why? Because we have to assume that light was used over Shabbos, and we should really say Havdalah. The halacha is that all of the things in our house should rest on Shabbos. The Havdalah candle should not have been used on Shabbos. That's not considered rest. We assume that a guy used it on Shabbos, a non-Jew used it on Shabbos, and therefore we shouldn't use it on Motzei Shabbos. Why not Besamim? The general explanation there is that Besamim was often used in Avodah Zarah practices. So that's why the Mishnah says that Besamim of a non-Jew, you can assume that it was probably used for Avodah Zarah, and at least back then, of course, and therefore you shouldn't use it. V'lo al aner, v'lo al Besamim, shel mesim, nor on a candle that was already lit, or Besamim that was placed next to a corpse, right? Because the light was only lit for like a vigil, like a memorial, and therefore, since it wasn't created for benefit, since it wasn't lit for benefit, you shouldn't say the bracha benefit on it, right? And a besamim is usually put there next to a body, not to create good smells, but really to cover up the bad smells. And the bracha that you say on besamim is for the benefit that you get from a good smell. So therefore, both a candle and besamim that's already been used near a corpse should not be used for Havdalah, because you're not really deriving benefit from at least the way it was used originally. V'lo al ner, v'lo al besamim shel lifnei avodah zarah, nor on a flame or on spices that was before avodah zarah, because it was used in avodah zarah. You're not allowed to get benefit from things used for avodah zarah. Ein bevarchan al haner ad she'oso l'oro. An important halacha that we don't make a bracha on the candle unless we're in distance to actually get benefit from it. Now, it doesn't literally mean getting benefit from it, but you have to be close enough that you could get benefit from it. That's why the way that we measure that is we put up our hands to that famous practice, we put our hands to the light, and we see the difference between the skin and the fingernail. If we're close enough to be able to see that difference, we assume that that is considered the distance from which one can actually get benefit. So that's why we do that, to show that we're getting benefit when we say Borei Morei Ha'esh. We'll continue with Mishnah Zayin tomorrow.